Have you ever been in a point in your life where you feel weak, feel discouraged or troubled, distant, maybe even faint? That it's so hard to get out of bed in the morning and fight for strength to survive that day in the office or all the housework and errands that need to be done, or even just getting up to go to those doctor's appointments. Another day of not knowing if you'll make it through the pain and the illness, the depression, that you might faint along the way because the light at the end of the tunnel seems so distant, seems so far and so dim, you don't think you'll ever reach it. That the darkness seems to be closing in more and more and you're having a hard time finding your way. That perhaps God seems so distant. So distant, you don't know if you can hold on to the hope any longer. In Jesus' day, the Jews were very tired after being oppressed for many years. First from the different empires that first destroyed the kingdoms of Persians and the Babylonians, and now the Romans. I'm sure that many felt this way, that God had forsaken them. That God had left them, and who knew if or when God would come back and save them, as had been done so many times for their ancestors before. Sure, they heard the scriptures that God would come back, that the Messiah would be sent into the world to save them. But after so many hundreds of years with nothing, not one word from God, not a spoken word from the prophet, nothing, I'm sure they started to lose heart, to get faint along the way in their journey. As they were hungry for a sign, a word, anything from God, hungry for a light at the end of the very dark tunnel. And perhaps Jesus knows this as well. Jesus might know very well that he is the one that they are waiting for, hoping for, praying for. He knows many have been put through such harsh oppression, but he also knows if they choose to follow him, they will only have to endure more persecution and suffering along the way. He has compassion for these people. We see this time and time again in Scripture, Jesus' love and compassion for the world and the lost sheep that he interacts with. In our scripture reading today, it begins that Jesus has been with the crowds for 3 days. Perhaps they are beginning to find the hope they've been holding on to in this man. When they are with him, the light at the end of the tunnel seems a little brighter. Why else would they have stayed for 3 days? In the passage just before this, Jesus has been healing the blind, the lame, the maimed, and it says many others. They put them at his feet, and he cured them so that the crowd was amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing. And they praised the God of Israel. They praised the God of Israel. They most definitely must have found some light at the end of the tunnel, this light getting brighter, being around Jesus. And the scripture says next that he has compassion for them after all this healing. And he does not want to send them away hungry, for they might faint along the way. It's interesting, right? They might faint along the way. They've been with Jesus for 3 days, listening to his every word, following his every move, watching him heal so many, and yet he's still concerned that they might faint along the way. They just saw so many being healed and cured, raising their spirits, praising the Lord in heaven, but Jesus knows that right now that wasn't enough to keep them going. If he sent them away hungry, they might faint along the way. And here you have to wonder if Jesus was thinking, they may go away hungry, starving, fainting along the way, and begin to wonder if what they just saw didn't really happen, if they just imagined it. or that those healed might faint along the way and get hurt or sick again, and all Jesus did would be for nothing. Jesus knew they needed sustenance. They were fed perhaps only slightly spiritually through these miracles of healing after so many years of not one sign from God. He knew he couldn't send them away still hungry. For if they were to faint along the way, his love and compassion, everything he just shared with them would still leave them lost, still struggling through the dark tunnel. Jesus knew exactly what they needed to keep them going so they wouldn't faint along the way. What a beautiful thing that is, beautiful indeed. Jesus knows what we need so that we don't faint along the way. He knows that we might need an encouraging word, a listening ear, a shoulder to lean on, a doctor's touch, a love and compassionate word of a friend. He knows that what we need to keep us going, to give us the strength to make it through the day. The light, the love, the compassion, he knows and he provides. What a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing indeed that Jesus knows this, but perhaps even more beautiful or just as beautiful is this, that this happens before the disciples' eyes. For them to see and experience this love and this compassion, this bold example of what they are called to follow after. At the beginning of the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus calls the disciple. He calls Simon Peter, Andrew, James, and John, saying, "Follow me and I will make you fish for people." And here we see just how Jesus shows the disciples how to fish for the people. Feed them. Feed them not just with miraculous signs from above, with praises to the Lord, but with healing of physical touch, with food that nourishes them, more than just mind and spirit, but their whole body, renewing all their strength. Jesus knows so many are going to faint along the way without such nourishment and such compassion. He knows that the harvest is plentiful and the laborers are few. Just a few chapters before this, he states exactly this to his disciples. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Let us ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest. He already told this to his disciples. The harvest is plentiful, and here firsthand we see how plentiful the harvest is, the feeding of the 4,000. We see the harvest that is needed, one that is done with love and compassion, with healing and nourishment and encouragement. We see the work that we are called to do, to follow after Christ. We are the laborers in the plentiful harvest. Now, sure, from time to time, we may fall back into the harvest, needing the laborer to come to us, needing Jesus to help us from fainting along the way. Paul knew this. He knew it very well. That's why he says, "Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ." Paul elaborates on this and teaches us to care for those in the church, for each other. This goes hands in hands when sharing each other's burdens. From time to time, pulling each other out of the harvests so we can be laborers of Jesus again, helping others to not faint along the way. This is so that as a church we can strengthen each other, we can go into the world and be the light of Christ, that light at the end of the dark tunnel for those who are fainting along the way, to feed them as we have been fed with the body and blood of Christ so that they may never be hungry and thirsty again, so they will not faint along the way. For it is true, the harvest is still plentiful and the laborers are few. And while, like Jesus, we may not know exactly what they need, we know the most important thing that they need, which is Jesus himself. They need his love, his compassion, something that we can bring, the healing touch in such a disconnected and distant world. The healing of food. Certainly, many today are still wondering where their next meal will come from. But not just that, as celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain used to show, sharing food has a way of crossing boundaries. Healing divisions, helping understand differences in cultures and societies, it has a powerful way of healing. The healing of even just recognizing one's needs. When so many are so quick to overlook them or look down upon them, tell them to pick themselves up by their bootstraps. These things that Jesus didn't do, instead, he had compassion for the ones who walked in the darkness, who were waiting for the great light. Christ knows what we need, and he will provide, as he does not just in our own personal lives, but also in the life of our community, of this church, building us up, like today, feeding us with the bread and the wine, encouraging us and helping us to encourage each other, not letting us faint along the way. But this nourishment isn't just to sustain us and to feed us. It is also to give us the strength so that we might go out into the world each and every day as the laborers we are called to be in the plentiful harvest. So let us follow the call, follow after this one who knows and provides our needs, who has such great compassion for us, for the world, who won't let us faint along the way. To that we say, Alleluia. Amen.